Adventures of Biggles. Von Stahlhelm has put an unpleasant proposition to Biggles. Unless the missing papers are handed over to the crooks by dawn, Bertie and Colonel Summers, prisoners on the Vega, will be killed. Biggles is worried that he might have given Von Stahlhelm a hint that he has found the papers. While the airmen discuss this possibility in Susanna Shaw's hut, Tom Haymond sees a movement in the thorn forest. They are being spied upon. He and Biggles saunter across to the forest edge, talking of anything but their suspicions. Then, when they're level with the hiding place, Biggles snaps out an order.
Now, get him, Tom!
There he is.
Quick, grab him!
Stop wriggling, confound you! Oh, blast!
Don't let him go! Stop, you swine!
Here, let's go after him.
He's too fast for us, and I'm not going to be torn to pieces by these thorns.
Oh, my gun, I'll bring him down.
No, put it away, Tom.
But we'll lose him.
Never mind. We're not going to start slaughtering, not without cause.
Don't you want to catch him?
I did, but it doesn't matter now. I know what he was doing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Biggles. I had my hands on him. I'd actually grabbed his shoulders, but he slipped away from me.
He was stripped to the waist. That's why it was so hard to hold.
Not only that, he had some sort of oil on his body. A lot of the natives out here rub it into their skins.
Never mind, Tom. We proved he was here.
I'd like to have asked him why and who sent him.
Well, I can tell you that.
Von Stahlhelm?
Yes. He must have sprinted back to his gang after he left us, and sent this bloke to spy on us. I'm sure now I made him suspicious that we had the papers.
And do you think the native saw them?
No fear. He can't see through the walls of Susanna's hut. But he did see the hut, and he knows we were there.
That's not too good.
No, it'll start Von Stahlhelm thinking. He'll add, A, his suspicion that we have the papers, to B, the knowledge of a strange hut in the forest. And he'll work out that the two facts are linked.
Holy smoke. Then he'll barge straight back with his gang and take the papers from us.
I don't think he'll do anything till morning.
By Jupiter, I would if I were in his shoes. I'd grab the papers the second I could lay hands on them. It's too risky to delay.
Where's the risk? For Von Stahlhelm, I mean. He has Bertie and Summers as hostages, and he believes that rather than let them be killed, I'll hand over the papers at dawn.
And will you, Biggles?
Certainly not.
You hadn't made up your mind back in the hut.
Von Stahlhelm made it up for me by sending this spy. It's wiped out my chance of stalling.
Then you'll let him have a crack at the Colonel and Bertie.
That's due to happen at dawn. By then, I hope he won't be able to harm them.
I can see there's something racing through your mind. Work it out and let me know. I'm lost.
It may be suicide, but we'll have to rescue the blokes from the Vega tonight.
Oh, good on you. I'll be in that.
Don't be too gay about it. It's exactly what Von Stahlhelm will expect, and he'll have the yacht thoroughly guarded against us. But somehow, we'll have to break through and rescue Bertie and Summers.
What about the papers? I know you don't think the crooks will come after them tonight, but will it be safe to leave them unguarded?
That's one of the details I've yet to work out. I'll fill in the finer points as we walk back to the hut. But the basis of the plan is that we release those fellows tonight. You blokes wait outside the hut until I've had my yarn with Susanna. Shove along. I sent them away, Susanna, so that you and I can work out a little problem in private. I've noticed the gang of us in your hut seems to frighten you.
It's what you says that frightens me, Maz. All the talk of bad men who want to box.
I know. And that's the problem we have to straighten out. So far, I imagine you're thoroughly confused.
I don't know what happened. You come here and say you're a government man. You say the box is yours. Then you go lickety-split out to the forest to chase other men who want the box.
Yes, that all happened. You understand that there are papers in that box?
You said so, Mazen.
Well, there's definitely no treasure in it. So you'll have to take my word for it. I also told you that my government want those papers urgently. You understand that?
Sure, I understand. This island belonged to government, so papers belong to government. You tell me that.
Unfortunately, there are other governments who want the papers too. Bad governments, who want to start shooting and killing. They've sent men out to the island to take the papers from us.
These bad men you're chasing the forest?
That's right. Now, those men have captured two of my friends. They've locked them in a yacht on the coast.
They must be bad men.
They are. Unless I go tonight to rescue my friends, they may be killed. You still follow me?
I understand, Massa. I don't see you no more.
Yes, that's the point I'm getting at. You will. I must leave the box here with you. It's too bulky to cart through the forest on an expedition like this.
Oh, no. No, I don't want the old box. Not when killing men comes after it. It's government box. You go away and take it to government.
I can't. Not yet. I think you'll be perfectly safe here until we come back, Susanna. But I daren't leave the box unguarded. And I must take all my men with me.
You don't want old Susanna to guard the box?
Yes. We have a rifle that we took from one of the bad men. You can keep that. And if any strange folk come near you, you can shoot at them and frighten them away.
No, please, Mass. Old Susanna, she's frightened of guns. If you go away, you take the box, too.
But that isn't possible.
You leave it here, and I'll tell you, Mass, I don't stand that hot with it. I runs away. I take my donkey, we run as fast as we can. I don't like that box no more.
Well, I suppose I can't force you to stay and watch it.
Please, don't you ask Susanna to do this. I was frightened with bad men on the island.
Would you be frightened if a couple of my men stayed with you?
No, I expect not so frightened as by myself.
All right. I'll arrange that. It'll seriously weaken my rescue party, but the box must stay here for the time being. You relax, Susanna. I'll work out some way to handle it and make sure that you aren't left unprotected. Well, I'm sorry, blokes, but there's no other way we can do it. Algy, you and Ginge will stay here with Susanna to watch over the box. That leaves me and Tom. Somehow we'll have to break through von Stahlheim's guide and rescue Bertie and Colonel Summers by ourselves.
Colonel Sausage. It has occurred to us, Lissies, that this won't do.
What precisely is worrying you, Lissies, now?
This bally situation. You're pacing up and down like a bally caged cockatoo, and I'm positively racking my brain to the brink of exhaustion. And all about the silly little problem of being prisoners. It won't do at all.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. If you're really worried about the situation, perhaps you'll think of a way out of it, instead of prattling on like a vacuous canary.
I beg your pardon, Chiefy?
A vacuous canary, I said, and don't call me Chiefy.
I'll have you know, old trout, that we Lissies have already thought up one scheme for escape.
Oh, yes, your idea was to crown the negro who brought in our food and then escape through the open cabin door.
Yes, not a bad jolly old notion at that.
Not bad at all, except that von Stahlheim was waiting for us and he kicked me unconscious while he blocked our escape.
Well, you can scarcely blame the Lissie tribe for that, old sausage. We didn't know that Starley would be snooping around.
Oh, you're a good fellow, Bertie, but you haven't helped much to date. Now, please don't make the situation worse by prattling like a vacuous canary.
Oh, I say. Now we're hurt. Harriet, old darling, are you hurt? There you are. She's deeply hurt.
Oh, keep quiet. I'm trying to think.
Harriet, old darling. He's trying to think. Oh, that means he'll be fully occupied. The poor old blighter won't have a moment to spare for us. Lack-a-day. Seems we Lissies must amuse ourselves in our own belly fashion. Music, Harriet! Let's soothe the somewhat oppressive atmosphere, what?
Oh, Lissy, for heaven's sake, stop that infernal row!
I can see two things, sir. One is that you have no ear for music, and the other that you're determined to cut us to the belly quick. Harriet's and mine, respectively.
Don't you see, old man, that I'm on edge? A noise like that is likely to drive me berserk. Not only that, it'll bring the crooks down on us, and we'll be in more trouble. Now cut out the noise.
Noise? By Jove, that's an idea.
What is?
Noise. As you said, a noise is likely to bring the crooks down here.
Well, what about it?
An idea is forming in the Lissy cranium, old bean. It suggests that it might be a good thing to have the crooks down here. all of them.
You're not going to blow that horrible trumpet thing again?
No, I don't think Harriet's the answer.
By jingo, I've got it.
Now, look here. Gather up all your ears, Chief Eel Sausage, and give heed to Uncle Bertie.
Well?
If we were to get all, or most, of the crooks down here, we'd have a fair chance of slipping out, wouldn't we?
Don't be an ass, man. We'd have no chance if they were all here.
Though I've got one small detail. If they were all here and we bashed out the light.
Yes?
We would, don't you see? The door's open, the blighters are milling about in here, the light is suddenly smashed. What happens?
Well, if that were to happen, I suppose we could slip out.
Not could, Albine, would. Do you agree with me?
Yes, yes, it seems logical enough. But how are we going to get them down here?
Ah, that's the cream of the Lissy scheme. Noise brings them running hot belly foot.
Oh, Lissy, I warn you, if you blow that hunting horn again...
No, not Harriet, but us. We'll make the noise. We'll go cuckoo, break things, yell, beat on the door, smash windows. Anything we can barely will think of. I'll bet that between us we can make such a din, every sausage on the ship will come running down to see what's happening.
By thunder, man, it sounds crazy, but I think it might work.
Well, are you on?
Yes, I'm on. Anything to get us free of this confounded yacht.
Then start thinking of noise-making implements, old trout. It'll be dark in about an hour. Then we make our hullabaloo. Then, the saints willing, we escape.
Bertie's plan for escape is desperate and highly dangerous. Will it succeed? Can Biggles arrive in time to help? Listen for the excitement in the next chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.